Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to another episode of our study on the book of John. So we've looked at Matthew, Luke and John. And we're going to continue with John chapter 4 today. And my prayer is as we look into God's word together, the entrance of his word will bring light to us and understanding. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. John 4 begins with the story of the account of the Samaritan woman, you know, and so there was this particular woman who went to the well, you know, to fetch some water, and then she met Jesus. But before that, I want us to look at verse 1. Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard about that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee, but he needed to go through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria, which he called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now, one thing I want us to notice first from verse 1 to verse 3 is that Jesus had to leave Judea because there was a conflict that was about to begin to happen between his disciples and John's disciples. And just for the sake of peace, just so that peace can reign, Jesus needed to leave that place entirely. And for Jesus to leave that place, God led him through Samaria to help a woman that needed salvation. But the lesson I want us to pick is the effort from the part of Jesus to leave an entire city just so that peace would reign. What effort are you making towards peace in your community, in your school, at your workplace? You know, when I was a teenager, there's this crazy and terrible attitude that we used to have. And that attitude is whenever we see two people fighting, we would fuel that quarrel. We would start talking, saying words that would make that quarrel linger. Things that would make that quarrel, you know, persist. So we'll keep telling the people fighting that, are you sure you want to allow this person to abuse you and then you're going to take it like that? Do you want this person to beat you up? You know, you have to beat, don't allow him to defeat you. We'll start adding things that would make that fight even more fierce. So we would do everything to make sure that quarrel, you know, doesn't end. And that is absolutely evil. Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man can see God. The intention of God for us is to follow peace. So we have to make every effort possible towards ensuring that peace reigns within our spaces. So try everything possible. Whenever you see two people fighting, what you should be doing is not to fuel the fight, but to stop the fight. And if you're the one that, you know, that the fight or the quarrel is all about, then try everything possible to either leave that space or to ensure that the fight stops completely. Be a follower of peace and not a perpetrator of confusion, quarrel, and evil. May the Lord give us grace to do this in Jesus' name. So Jesus met the Samaritan woman, and we see the sovereignty of God allowing Jesus to be hungry. Of course, they had been trekking, and then, I mean, Jesus and the disciples, they were hungry. As a result of that, Jesus sat beside the well, and then there was a particular woman who came to draw water. Now, this woman came to draw water about the sixth hour. You see, this time is usually a time that it is very unlikely for you to see a woman coming to draw water at this time. But my guess would be that this woman came to draw water at this time because every time she came to the well, people would probably make jest of her because of her story. She has had, you know, several husbands in the past, and she doesn't really have a good story. I mean, as her past is something really ugly. And then she felt the best time she could come was the time that nobody would be by the well. So it would just be her alone, and then she could, you know, just fetch the water and then run away before someone comes in. So it was a time that you would never expect a woman to come and fetch water at that time. So it was at that same time that Jesus was present. So no matter how much you try to run away from your sin, the only person that you cannot run away from is Jesus Christ. It is so bad for you to do something wrong and then you're still running away from the person that can help you from that thing. So whatever it is, no matter how dirty, no matter how ugly that situation is, the best person to be aware of that situation is Jesus. No matter how much you hide that thing from God, he knows about it already. I mean, Jesus already knew about the woman's story, even without woman saying anything to him. So just come to Jesus just the way you are. Whatever the thing is, come before Jesus, talk about it, and he definitely would come to your aid. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are of heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So it might be a guilty conscience. It might be because you did something really bad. And then because of that, you have been running away from God. You have been running away from church. You have been running away from the brethren. No matter how much or how fast you run away, you can never run away from God. God is everywhere. He knows what you have done. He sees you every single now and then. Why not just come to him? Because at the end of the day, that secret is no longer a secret with God. So just come to God and then you will have rest. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then we see the wisdom of Jesus Christ in winning this woman's soul. Jesus wanted to get her attention. And then, you know, one of the things that I want us to pick here is how to evangelize to people. Jesus didn't just see this woman and began to tell her, you need salvation. He engaged the woman in a conversation, most especially about her current situation. You know what I believe about evangelism? Address the need of people. And the moment you address their need, then they can accept whatever it is you're bringing to them. Someone is hungry, just like what the Bible says. And you're telling a person about Jesus, that Jesus can save, Jesus can heal. What I need currently is bread. Address that need. And then you can talk to the person about Jesus. So Jesus Christ was very wise in his approach to evangelism here. What he gave to the woman was first love, attention, and then after that, he introduced Jesus, introduced himself to the woman. Another very vital lesson we can learn from the Samaritan woman and Jesus is that, you know, Jesus spoke about the importance of worship. The importance of worship. So Jesus spoke to the woman about her life, about her story. And do you know that despite the fact that Jesus Christ knew the past of this woman, Jesus Christ did not at any point in time condemn her. In fact, what Jesus was after was the salvation of this woman. So even if God has revealed something to you about your friend, don't condemn that person. Even if it wasn't God that revealed it, if you were, you know the story, the past of your neighbor, of your colleague, of your friend, you know how the person lived his life. I mean, his or her life. You know the genesis, the beginning and the ending of the person's life. Don't condemn that person. Don't condemn anyone. The best you can do is to give the person Jesus Christ. Grace is supposed to be ministered, not condemnation. The ministry of Jesus is not the ministry of condemnation, but the ministry of grace. And that was exactly what Jesus ministered to this woman, despite the fact that he knew her story. So the fact that you know someone's story does not mean that you have to use that story against the person. May God help us in the name of Jesus. And finally, Jesus Christ helped the woman, told her many things about her life, and then at the end of the day, this woman received the power to witness. She also became a witness of Jesus Christ, spoke to everybody about Jesus, and this is one thing, you know, that I believe that is like a proof of salvation. If truly you have been saved, then there is no way you are going to keep quiet about your salvation. You're definitely going to tell others about your experience. So my encouragement to you is, who are you telling about your experience? Who is that person you're telling your experience to? You need to share what God has done for you. The salvation that you have received needs to be shared with others. Hallelujah. Finally, I want us to use this verse to pray. Verse 48, the Bible says, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. I just want us to pray this prayer that the Lord will cause signs and wonders to be revived in our churches again, such that we won't have to use force and too much of effort to win people to God. Just by signs and wonders, people will come to Jesus. Let's pray for that grace to be able to wrought signs and wonders in the lives of people. And I pray that as we have said this in prayers, it is done in the name of Jesus. Thank you very much for joining today's podcast. I celebrate you. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now. Hallelujah.